Lesson 77. Third conditional. First conditional. If plus present plus will do equals real possibility. If I go to the park tomorrow, I will play football. Second conditional. If plus past plus would do equals only imagining. If I went to the park tomorrow, I would play football. When do we use the first conditional?
We use the first conditional to communicate that we think something is a real possibility in the future.
What is its construction?
Its construction is if plus present plus will do.
Give me an example, please.
If he sees his friend this evening, he will say hello.
When do we use the second conditional?
We use the second conditional to communicate that we are only imagining something.
What is its construction?
Its construction is if plus past plus would do.
Give me an example, please.
If she went to the North Pole next week, she would feel very cold.
Third conditional. If plus past perfect plus would have done equals imagining in the past. If I had gone to the park yesterday, I would have played football. When do we use the third conditional?
We use the third conditional when we are imagining something in the past that did not really happen.
What is its construction?
Its construction is if plus past perfect plus would have done.
Give me an example, please.
If she had studied harder, she would have succeeded in the exam last month.
In the third conditional, what do we put after the word would?
In the third conditional, we put the word have and the past participle after the word would.
Give me some examples, please.
He would have slept. She would have written. They would have eaten.
If you had been born in England, which language would you have spoken as a child?
If I had been born in England, I would have spoken English as a child.
Were you, in fact, born in England?
No, I wasn't, in fact, born in England. I was born in Japan.
Did you find £100 on the street yesterday?
No, I didn't find £100 on the street yesterday.
But if you had found £100 on the street yesterday, what would you have done with it?
If I had found £100 on the street yesterday, I would have taken it to the police station.
If you had not decided to study English, which language would you have studied instead?
If I had not decided to study English, I would have studied French instead.
If you had not come to school last week, what would you have done instead?
If I had not come to school last week, I would have gone on holiday, stayed at home, etc.
Diary. What do people use diaries for?
People use diaries to help them remember things that they have done or things that they need to do.
Character. What kind of character do you like to see in a person?
I like to see a friendly character in a person.
Really? Have you ever got up really early?
Yes, I've sometimes got up really early.
For what reason?
To go to work.
If you were driving a car on a long journey and suddenly felt really tired, what would you do?
If I were driving a car on a long journey and suddenly felt really tired, I'd stop the car, buy a cup of coffee, and wait until I felt more awake.
Ran. What's the past of run?
The past of run is ran.
If you ran against him or me, etc., who do you think could win?
If I ran against him, I think I would win.
Improve. Coach. How can we improve our English?
We can improve our English by practicing a lot, reading a lot, etc.
Why do even the best tennis players need a coach?
Even the best tennis players need a coach to help them to improve their game.
Is it cheaper to travel by coach or by train in your country?
It's cheaper to travel by coach in my country.
Adverbs formed from adjectives. Tell me one very common way of forming adverbs from adjectives.
One very common way of forming adverbs from adjectives is by adding the letters ly to the adjective.
Give me some examples, please.
Bad, badly. Quick, quickly, etc.
Flew. What's the past of fly?
The past of fly is flew.
If you flew round the world in a straight line, would you finish in the same place as you had started?
Yes, if I flew round the world in a straight line, I'd finish in the same place as I had started.
If a bird flew into this room, what did you do?
If a bird flew into this room, I'd probably try to catch it.
Wool. Which animal do we get wool from?
We get wool from a sheep.
What can we make from wool?
We can make pullovers, hats and scarves from wool.
Possessive case of plural nouns ending in s. Apostrophe. Case. How do we form the possessive case of singular nouns, like girl, man, child, etc.?
We form the possessive case of singular nouns, like girl, man, child, etc., by adding an apostrophe and the letter s.
Give me some examples, please.
The girl's coat. The old man's hat. A child's book.
How do we form the possessive case of plural nouns that do not end in s, such as men, women, children, etc.?
We form the possessive case of plural nouns that do not end in s, such as men, women, children, etc., in the same way, by adding an apostrophe and the letter s.
Give me some examples, please.
The old men's hats, children's books, women's clothes.
How do we form the possessive case of a plural noun which already ends in s?
We form the possessive case of a plural noun which already ends in s just by adding an apostrophe but no s.
Give me some examples, please.
The girl's coats, the worker's clothes, ladies' dresses.
What do footballers' shirts have written on their backs?
Footballers' shirts have numbers written on their backs.
Kick. What am I doing?
You're kicking the table.
Coast. Certain. Can the English coast be seen from the coast of France?
Yes, on certain days, the English coast can be seen from the coast of France.
Tire. Do you ever tire of speaking?
Yes, I sometimes tire of speaking.